So if you were asked the question, so behind what you've invented, what are you trying to create in the work that you've done in this domain of co-production, time banking? How would you kind of introduce the concept to someone who's new to it?
There are two ways that I introduce the concept. Many people have heard of babysitting pools, where you put in an hour babysitting for somebody else, and then you can get babysitting. We're no longer transmitting those traditions. I found out at the University of Maryland when I lectured that only about 15 people in a class of 200 had even heard of a babysitting pool, which was somewhat shocking to me, and only four had heard of barn raising. So I thought, we're not transmitting very basic traditions of just helping each other. But the basic idea is really that all of us know that there are domains that are not about money. It's the loved ones and families we have. We know that that's not about money. We know, I think, that citizen turnout for elections and how we preserve the democratic process should not be about money. So we all have, whether it's spiritual values or the environment or social justice or battling apartheid, you know, the folks who did the sit-ins did not get minimum wage. And so much of what's been done that we're really proud of as a nation is not about money. It's about engagement as citizens, as neighbors, and as a kind of extended family. And so what I thought was, we need to find a currency, create a currency that begins both to reward that, but you know, a currency does, a medium of exchange does two things. It means you've got to have a source of supply and a source of demand. And we haven't understood how vast the capacity is in community that we have. I know that you in Abundant Community are clear on that, but it's funny how we talk about poor communities. There may be communities without money, but I've yet to find a community that is poor in capacity in terms of what people can do. I remember one time bank coordinator said, well, if you can talk, there's somebody who needs companionship. And if you can listen, believe me, there's somebody who needs a listener. So if you start with those two basic capacities, you've just radically impacted on something called social isolation, which we know is a critical social problem.